struggled the way they have in the last few games.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to watch as a player anyways, but, you know, I know they're not happy with how things have gone the last few games, especially last night. It's just you want to be out there helping them, you know, as much as you can. But I think we had a good practice today. It was a good hard practice, some battle drills, and so I think we're ready for tomorrow.
Is your expectation that you might finally be able to make a contribution tomorrow?
I hope so. You know, I just felt good today, and we'll leave it up to the coaches and go from there.
So you're cleared by the trainers and everything then?
Yep. And today was it was nice to be out there a practice like that. It was probably my second one like that, and you know, it's skate as much as you want on your own, but it's nice to be out there with the guys and kind of get your timing down. And I'll prepare like I am playing, and then we'll see. We'll go from there.
How's the hip held up to the contact? That's what you were concerned about.
Yeah, it's been so far so good. So, it's held up great in practice. So.
And the skating feels good?
Yeah.
Pretty much close to 100%.
Yep.
There was a comment made earlier by Blake in reflecting on last night's game, just saying, you know, sometimes it seems like the same movie over and over again from this team. You get something going, then you take a couple of steps back. What do you attribute that to? Is it maturity of the group, or is it confidence? How do you see it?
I think a lot of that, both those things. I think, you see the top teams in the league, they're consistently playing good hockey. It's very rare when they play bad, and if they do, they usually only lose one game. They never, very rarely ever lose two in a row, and I think that's a thing this team's learning. We've gotten better at. I think last night, for instance, we get down by a couple, and we didn't give up. We had some great shifts, especially by that line, by Wheels and Ladder, and came back and tied it up. It's just a matter of going out and getting that third one and getting the lead. I think we're close. It's just a matter of keep plugging away and try not to lose more than two in a row.
Is it just a matter of raising the standard in some ways? Or I know everyone's working hard, but
I think either the expectations have to be very high. If you lose a game, you have to expect to win that next one. You have to expect to consistently play the same way every night. The top teams expect that night in, night out from every guy, and we do too. It's just a matter of finding consistency with it. But tomorrow's a big one. I mean, Minnesota, a team we haven't beat, and a team that that we're fighting with, and we need the points. We need to get a win before this trip, for sure.
Challenges Minnesota presents. Play them twice now.
They pretty much play playoff hockey all the time. But they do have a lot of skill. Prezy, Suter, I mean, guys like that can make plays. But they're not going to give you a whole lot. So you have to try and match their defensive game and not make mistakes. Because if you make a mistake, they're going to jump all over you. It was a little bit when we play them in their building that first period. We were kind of shooting ourselves in the foot by turning the puck over, and they were making us look bad. But it was kind of what we gave them a little bit in that first.
You always want to play your game, but they seem to be a team that you almost have to sort of adjust a bit to their style.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to too much, but like I said, you have to be careful. I mean, you got to control the puck. You have to possess the puck, or else they're going to make you look bad. They feed off that. It's a lot like Jersey, has been forever. They have plenty of guys that can make plays, but they're very consistent, I think, in their system.
It's boring.
It's boring, but it works. If it works, more power to them. But trust me, I didn't have much fun watching it.